Could you briefly tell the listeners about the history of the Western Kentucky Botanical Garden? I understand that you've been there since the beginning.
That's correct. The Western Kentucky Botanical Garden in Owensboro was started about a little over 20 years ago. In fact, we're planning on our 25th anniversary next year. It was started as the idea of the Master Gardener program here in the community. As you know, sort of unusual to have a botanical garden in a smaller community, but we started out with a soybean field, which was perfectly flat and perfectly sterile and had nothing growing in it. And we started with the idea that we would develop a garden and sort of see who comes to support us. And people have supported us in a really wonderful manner.
Even from the beginning, there was never any skepticism that an area such as this would support a botanical garden?
Well, we certainly had concerns and weren't sure how it would be accepted. Fortunately, the land was donated to the Garden Society, and so we didn't have any debts associated with it. So we just started out having small fundraisers and buying some plants and planting them and started a few gardens, and then, as I say, the people in the community just really came on board and have supported us, and it's really grown. We started out with 8 acres. We now have 13 acres. About 5 of that has not been developed at all yet, but we're in the process of planning that development and looking forward to it in the next several years.
You have an important fundraiser coming up called the Backwoods Ball. It's Friday, September 22nd from 7 until 10 p.m. I'm looking at the flyer, Bill, and it looks really fun. Could you tell us about it?
It's really a fun event. The Backwoods Ball, the idea of it is just simply come, have fun. It's a little feature of entertainment by the Lanham Brothers Jamboree. It's basically country and western type music, and they have a square dance group with them. Also this year we're having something a little special. We're having a special skit that's being directed by Wes Bartlett, and it's sort of on the hee-haw theme, so it'll be a comedy skit going along through the night, and that will be fun. Also, of course, the band will play, and there'll be opportunities for dancing and just general entertainment. Besides the entertainment, there'll be bourbon tasting. The food is provided by catering from the Moonlight Barbecue. It's really an excellent meal. We have a silent auction that goes along with this with several really nice items, including a bottle of Pepe Van Winkle's, which is always a popular item. We have some trips available, passes to Disney World, 2 nights at Green Turtle Bay be auctioned off. And we also have some really interesting Kentucky-crafted woodwork, furniture by a local artist here in town, and I think that will be a really great opportunity for people to see his work and get some furniture.
And you are taking reservations now. How could people make those reservations?
Yes, it's important to make reservations in advance. It's $45 per person in advance, $50 at the door. And the phone number here is 270-852-8925. Tickets are also available at the Moonlight Barbecue and the Miller House, and here at the garden. And the address of the garden is 25 Carter Road, Owensboro. The event is held at the Big Independent Warehouse, which is 1875 Old Calhoun Road, Owensboro. It is, in fact, a tobacco warehouse. It really fits the theme of Backwoods Ball.